Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. We're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out. We want you to get ready to take lots of notes. We want you to go to another level in your life because it's all about entrepreneurs. Well, we have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, the tools for you to be successful at life, at work, at school, and in your business. And now your host, the power coach, Lalisa, and the possibilities coach, Cassandra.
Good morning. Oh, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show today. Good morning to our very special guest who is already on the line with us, I do believe. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, and welcome. Pretty early there where you are, huh?
Yes, it's early. It's okay.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we're going to get going, but we just want to remind people, and it's awful sunny here in New Jersey, where I am, along the pier, and the sun is shining brightly. We had some pretty cloudy days. But looks like our cloudy days are over. And so now the sun is shining brightly. So, yes, today is Tuesday. We are absolutely just 7 days away. Now, I know some people are all excited about Memorial Day. Memorial Day is the day that a lot of people get a chance to get that first grill cracking in some places. I know in some of the more southern and warmer climates, you get to do it all year round. But in the northern and more colder climates, we have to wait. And so Memorial Day is always that day to get out there and get it going for the first time of the year. And it's always an exciting time. And, of course, the smell of ribs cooking and chicken grilling and fish or whatever other meat that people put on the grill and other things, too. You know, people grill all kinds of things. I had one cookout, and a lady was grilling some pineapples, and they were actually pretty delicious, too, pretty delicious.
Mm.
But, so we're getting ready for that. But we also have our Power Up Your Possibilities teleshow, our third segment coming this month, and that is a free teleshow. And it looks like we're going to be doing some exciting new things with the teleshow, trying to get it actually televised. How about that? Get the teleshow televised. So we want you to, we got those flyers circulating on all the social networks. And we want people to definitely share those. Please, please, we ask you to share those for us. And we thank you for joining us here each and every a weekday morning, and it's just been a great, you know, it's just been a great opportunity to listen to other people who have a story to tell, you know, and everybody's got a story, right? Everybody has a story. And so, you know, it's the way you receive your story. You know, some people, they're ashamed of what they've been through, or they're still hurt because of it, or they're resentful that they had to go, you know, that kind of, God, why me? I went through that for a long time, so I do understand. And you know, God, why me? Why me? And God, why did you have to, I used to ask, God, why did you have to make me poor? Because, God, you could have made me rich, you know. And then he showed me, he said, I did. You're just not walking in it. You're just not operating in it. I did make you rich. And I was like, you know, God, why did you make me have to be, you know, this little kid that went through this, this, and that? And God said to me, why not you? Why not you? And I was like, well, I don't know, God. Why not me, you know? You had millions of other people you could have chose from. And God said, well, who would you suggest? Is there anyone that you would have rather this had happened to? And that's when the reality came in and sat in that, you know, it's in God's sovereign power, his sovereign will to do things, right? So I'm excited today, and our guest is with us today, and I guess he's going to come and tell us about his story and how his story, and then here's what people are going to realize when they listen to this broadcast. You know, as many will be won over by the blood of the Lamb and the words of your testimony. So your story is your testimony. You know, it doesn't always have to be that, you know, you were homeless or you were jailed or you were strung out or you were this or this or that. You know, I know there was a guy once, he made a gospel song. And his song was something, I don't remember who it was, but his song was that, you know what, my story is that none of those things ever happened to me, that my testimony is that God didn't let that happen to me. And he made millions and millions and millions of dollars off of this this testimony, and he made it out of a CD, and he would travel around and sing and speak in places, but that was his testimony, that those things didn't happen, because it's nothing. It's nothing but the grace of God, whether it happens or don't happen. So we still, everybody's got a testimony. Everybody's got a story. And so we are so happy that individuals that can come, we're happy that All About Entrepreneurs provides a platform for individuals to come and share their powerful story of how they started a business, how they're successful in their business, how they came up with some unique product or idea or some unique concept for product or idea that's already been around for years and years and years, you know. Also, we're thankful that people can come on and share tips about these things. I heard a lady once, they were talking about marriage ministry, and the woman was saying, you know, sometimes you can learn more from people who have failed at something. Like, say a person, because I know, you know, it's just a lot I could share, but I won't. I'll open up Coach Cassandra's phone line. There you are. You know, I'm driving now. See, y'all can't expect me to do everything the way I was doing it when I was sitting in a comfortable chair in front of my computer. Now I got to drive. And you got to watch these Jersey drivers. You can't just be, you know, you're not even supposed to be working your phone when you're driving anyway. So I got to drive and try to, you know, manage the switchboard. And so I know I'm putting that out there because I know God is going to send somebody that's going to say, oh, no, Minister Melissa, you can't be doing that. Show me how to work the switchboard, and I'm going to work it for you because I just believe the Bible says you have not because you ask not. And so, but it does take someone who is stationary for this whole hour. You can't be somebody that also got to jump in the car and do something. You got to be somebody who is at home during this hour from at least, I would say, 6:30 or 5:30, depending on where you're located, up until at least 9 o'clock. And could be a young person that's looking to a break into the radio technology industry. But if that's you, inbox me right away, or inbox Coach Cassandra right away, or you can also inbox Coach bread, and it looks like now, because with Miracle Mondays, you could inbox Coach David. Look at that. David's going to be a coach soon, y'all. He's about to go through the coach training. But let me tell you something. I am so honored that to be working with these dynamic group of people. Yeah, our show is growing, and Coach Cassandra said we're going to television. So we'll be on television, looks like this month, next week. Wow. Oh, my God. I'm shocked. Oh, my goodness. I just said that. We're going to be on television, y'all. And so Coach Cassandra is hooking that up. She's working all the details to get that going. And I'm going with her, you know. So thank you, Coach Cassandra. Over, I'm turning it over to you now. Thank you, girl. Oh, my God.
To God be the glory, okay? To God be the glory. Nobody but Jesus, okay? All I know is he says if we acknowledge him in all our ways, he will direct our paths. And this is his doing. I can't take no credit. All I can tell you is I walked into it, and I'm glad
wow.
about it. I am so glad.
I'm going with you, honey. Listen to television. Let's go. Do it, girl.
Woo.
Do what it
do. Make it do what it do, baby. Come on now.
Hey.
Oh,
yes,
God,
now.
It's so good.
So awesome. Wait a minute. Listen,
hey,
I can see us now sitting in the studio of the Word Network.
All right.
Oh, yeah, we're there. We're almost there. We'll probably be setting that thing up next week sometime. The coach, the Cassandra show, right on the Word Network, y'all. But you know, at first, you know, we got to come on at midnight. You know, that's when you get the least expensive slot. You know, you got to come on at 2 a.m., you know, that kind of thing. I'm all right with that, though. I'm okay with that. Hey, I'll take 2 a.m.
Well, you know what, woman of God? I want to give a shout-out to Prophetess Vernell Galbraith because she came to St. Louis in 2012, and I was one of 10 people that she interviewed when she came to St. Louis. And her show was on, I believe she told me it was 2 o'clock in the morning, but I ain't mad because I called to find out their prices. And I understood why she on at 2 o'clock in the morning. But the point is, the Bible says
yes.
Do not despise small beginnings. Because
right.
Now I believe she's on, you know, at a, you know, a more earlier time. But the thing is, she got started. She owns the Word Network. I'm not, so I'm not mad at her. But the thing is, you know, God's looking at your faithfulness right where you are.
Woo! Yeah,
I preach all day long now. God is
looking at. You know what? That's so true. True, Coach.
Yeah.
A lot of times, when they put you on at 2 or 3 a.m., but by the time they get through looking at the ratings, see, they get to see the ratings, and they'll come to you. See, you ain't even got the once you on there at 3 a.m., and folk are watching your show, they'll come to you and say, oh, we got an open slot at 8 o'clock in that, you know, p.m. Yes, they will. I know they did that to me when I was on the radio. Or they look at some of the people that you bring on. If we start bringing on the Gerald Higginbothams of the world and the David Knight and your Yvette Chris and different people, and they going to be like, ooh, look who you got on, George Frazier, Lee Owens. You got on Michael Gray, Denise Jenkins, and our guest today. They going to be like, oh, no, we moving you to a more prominent spot. See, that's how they do you. So we know it's all.
Well, not only that, I do have to say, you know, live shows, you know, programming, like the Word Network, a lot of it is about dollars and cents. I mean, she couldn't afford to, you know, the more, what do you call it, prime time spots because it was a matter of dollars and cents. But let me tell you, this woman can preach. Now, God gave her favor with Shirley Caesar. She can preach like a Shirley Caesar. She kind of looks like Shirley Caesar. She's about her height, her build,
what?
And she had a clip with her preaching on Shirley Caesar's at her church. And, honey, the woman was preaching bad. You hear me? So I know now. Okay, she's on a better time slot, but she waited for that thing. She endured until God blessed that money to come in like that. But she had to start somewhere, and she didn't find small beginnings. And, honey, she is somewhere.
You know what else? You know what else? Real quick, Coach Cassandra. You know what else I learned? A lot of times, God does us a favor. So I know He's done that with me when He started me out with something small. Because sometimes we think we want something, but we don't really want it. So when you start out small, you see you ain't put yourself all the way out there, and then you be realizing that, you know what, this ain't really where my passion is anyway. And just imagine had you went all in, had you spent all your money, you know, to only find out this ain't really where I want to be. You know how some of them people deal with certain jobs? They prayed for the job. Then when they got there, they acted a fool. Or they said, ooh, I want to be married to this person, this. Then they get married, and oh, my God, I can't stand this person. So sometimes I believe God starts us out small so that we can even test the water. So, because you don't even know, you know what I'm saying? Because things can look one way, you want that. All right? And then when you get up on it and see all that it takes to do it, because I know a lot of people, I want TV. But when you see all that it takes to do it, some people be like, ooh, that's all right.
All right.
You know, there's a lot that goes like you said, to whom much is given, to whom much is given, much is required.
Right, right. Absolutely.
There's some requirements in that stuff. But anyway, yes, well, you're going to tell us about our exciting guest on today.
Yes, I can hug. God is just blessing us to meet some wonderful people. And I'm telling you, it is God all the way. I'm amazed. Woman of God. I'm just totally, you know, there's a scripture that I've been and I even put it last night on my status, you know, watch. God says in Habakkuk, watch. In Habakkuk 1, watch and be utterly amazed. Watch God. Watch Him show up. Watch Him show out. Watch Him blow your mind. Because your imagination isn't big enough. God said, you're thinking too small. Come on up. Watch and be utterly amazed. And I'm telling you, He is blowing my mind. And it sounds like He's blowing your mind too. Because God is faithful. He is faithful to do just what He said He's going to do and more. You know, the Bible talks about asking, seeking, knocking. And sometimes we don't have what we think we need to have because we're not doing none of that. We didn't ask nobody. We ain't saying nothing. We just thinking a thought, you know. And there's nothing wrong with thinking because I believe you think long enough, you know, your thoughts become your actions, because whatever you're thinking is going to show up. And I believe, you know, you were thinking about radio. Radio showed up.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Wow. You know, we were thinking about, at least I was, TV. TV is showing up. You know, I was thinking about, you know, it'd be nice to talk to this person and that person, and they keep showing up. To God be the glory.
And you know what else happens? When you just let your skills come forth. Because, you know, back when I started radio, I wasn't even thinking about radio. I just said, Lord, use the talents and the skills and the abilities you gave me. And then radio showed up, you see. Right? Because the Word of God says your gift will make room for you. So when you just ask God in faith and say, God, show me my gifts, talents, and abilities. Let me use them to your glory. And then the situations be showing up out of nowhere, you know. So there that is out there for somebody that needs to hear that right now. I don't know who needs to hear it, but somebody needs to hear that. Pray. Ask God. Say, God, bring my gifts, skills, and abilities. Show them to me. So sometimes we don't see them because sometimes in life people have beaten down our skills and abilities. My biggest skill is my mouth. But yet as a child, I got beat for it and chastised for it, sent to the principal's office, was nearly cursed for it. So therefore, I never joined any debate team. I never went to any public classes because I thought that it was like a bad thing, a horrible thing, you see. So sometimes our greatest gift, skill and ability could be destroyed almost by other people's behavior. So that's why we have to say, God, you show me management. Some people have management skills, leadership skills that they cannot use or they're not using because someone has criticized that. And so therefore we have to pray and ask God to show it to us again. Bring it, because he says my gifts are without repentance. So he didn't take it away from you, all right? He didn't take it back. You still have whatever he's given you initially. You still have it, and maybe you're not seeing it.
Yes. Praise God. Woo. And you know what? And see, that's interesting because mine was I had to get help with speaking in public. I would get tongue twisted, tongue tied, and I'd have to go to the bathroom. I'd be so nervous. Oh, I can't do that. I can't talk in front of people. So it's so funny how God can take just the opposite and use it for his glory, too. So you talk about watch and being utterly amazed when people hear that I'm on radio or TV. They are utterly amazed, and it's a God thing. That's all I can tell you. It is a God thing. Well, listen, I am so happy to introduce our guest. And his name is Richard Jackson, Pastor Richard Jackson. And the way that I met him was so interesting over the internet. And we was having a discussion regarding helping people that were in need. And I put it out there on Facebook, and Michelle Stevens, who's been a former guest, and I had a conversation. Then David Knight got in the conversation, and he was talking about his Miracle Monday. Well, this man of God put it out there that he would love to help because he has a social services agency, to help people that are in need. And, how God is just blessed him in phenomenal ways. And so when he saw it, he's like, I want to help. I want to be on board with that. And I'm thinking, oh, come on board. So just like you were putting it out there about needing help with the switchboard, and listen, we need help. We need help. We don't mind saying we need help. You know, the Bible says you have not because you're not asking. We need some help. Come on, y'all. I don't care if you younger, older, considered mature, retirement age, I don't care what you want to call it. Listen, if you want to help out and you have the ability to help, we are not going to be respecter of persons because God is not a respecter of persons. So you want to come on, help, maybe you're a mom and you've got some extra time, you want to learn how to do it. We will help you do that. But anyway, I want to go ahead and bring on Pastor Richard Jackson. Hello, how are you, sir, today?
I'm fine.
Praise God. And with me is the other host of the show, Coach LaLisa Williams. And we are so delighted you could be on with us. Yes, we are. Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, you want to tell us the name of your church and the name of your social service program?
Well, I think it seems to be that it looks like it's Manasseh is a church, but Manasseh Ministry is not a church. Manasseh Ministry is a nonprofit organization that provides social services to families who have loved ones incarcerated. And Repairs of the Breach is the church. So there are two different doors of services.
Wow. Awesome. You want to tell us the name of the name? You said it's called the National, I'm sorry, let me try to get that.
No, it's called Manasseh Ministry. That's the outreach. The church is called Repairs of the Breach.
Yes. Oh, I love that. Repairs of the Breach. Well, how can we find you? What, you want to give us a phone number, address, a website?
Well, the phone number is 314-732-7340. The web page is www.manasseh.com.
Awesome.
Email address is, I'm sorry.
Awesome. Go ahead, please. Go ahead. Yes.
The email address is Manasseh, and that would be manasseh1991@yahoo.com.
Praise God. Yes. So tell us what Manasseh has to offer. What do you have to offer so we can know what we can look forward to?
Well, Manasseh Ministry, originally our conversation began with I was sharing some information about someone who had surprised a homeless person. And our conversation springs from the fact that I made a statement that this could be done, or something of that nature. This could be done in other places that people want to do it. And so Manasseh provides home furnishings from partners that we happen to work with, which would be Bed Bath and Beyond. And so from those furnishings, we would provide those materials to that particular entity, and that would be helping the homeless. And that's where that's how this conversation came about. How could we help individuals either coming home from prison who don't have a place or just a homeless period? And so I said that Manasseh would be willing to provide those particular items to that family or to that organization that is working to make that happen.
Wow. So how do you qualify to be a part of this if you do need these services?
I'm sorry?
How do you qualify to use your services? Is there a qualification?
Well, our giveaways are not really the targeted group that we focus on, which is not the only people, but to target it, our primary group are families who have loved ones incarcerated. And that area, although there are many organizations throughout the country that provide tremendous amounts of social services to families, in the city of St. Louis, where I'm at and where I lived and what I had experience in, although I also used to live in New York, I was a boy at that time. My experience in the city of St. Louis does not personally target families who have loved ones incarcerated. And don't hear what I'm not saying. They do provide services. But there are just some things that people just don't get a chance to do. Some people can't buy a mattress. They can't get a whole box spring and a whole top mattress. Well, Bed Bath & Beyond has foam mattresses. And if you put that foam mattress over that older mattress, that would seem like you have a brand new mattress. It may not mean anything to anyone else, but to a who's laying on a bed and the springs are sometimes coming through, it makes a world of a difference just to that family. So it's really, you don't have to do anything, just have a need and be willing to come and pick the items up, sign a form, and that's it.
Wow. That is amazing. Wow.
Awesome.
And Coach Lisa. Yes. Yeah.
That's awesome. And so how did you get started in your you know, your ministry, your work, you know, we said everyone has a story behind what they're doing. So what's your story, if you can share, you know,
well,
with us?
I'm an ex-offender, and I wasn't trying to do this. I wasn't looking at this is not what I wanted to do. This is not the ambition that I had for me personally. This was not my desire. This is something that the Lord told me to do, and I questioned God about it. I ain't questioned God my cause. I know you're not calling me. I know you're not telling me. I know you're not speaking to me about preaching, because that ain't what I'm going to do. People I see, they either chasing other women. You know I chase women, God. You know I go up in them stores and steal out of them stores. So I know you ain't talking to me. Every now and then I might smoke weed. I know you couldn't possibly be telling me that you want me to do something. I know you're not talking to me. So what I need you to do is just, do, you know, get me in another area. And I'm good with that, but if you're talking about preaching, no, I ain't gonna be. I don't see that. I don't see that happening. So in 1982, there were things that was happening to me, and the Lord woke me up in a vision, and I saw in that vision, I was in a dream, and I seen the Cards 4 and the Brewers 3. Well, God always speaks to you where you are. You do farming. God's not going to talk to you about technology if you do farming. If your interest happens to be in radio, God's not going to speak to you about science if your interest is in radio. My interest at that time was in sports. And so God woke me up in the morning. He said, in the middle of the night, he said, go look at the newspaper. You have it. I went and picked it up. I said, there's no way going to win any World Series in 1982. They're not even in the running. What is this all about? And that was developing a relationship between just me and God. And so he said, this is the last sign I'm giving you that I told you to preach. It wasn't that I called you and I told you to preach. So I ran from that. But I went out and I started asking people, well, let's bet that the Cardinals win the World Series. So I'm thinking that they're going to bet. And the people was like, you know what, I know you crazy. I've been knowing you were crazy, but I know you real crazy now. So I'm just going to pray that you can help because you're crazy. I said, Lord, I need to win. They said, no, you crazy. You really are crazy. And so if you do your research, the Cardinals beat the Milwaukee Brewers. St. Louis Cardinals beat the Milwaukee Brewers in 1982. Not only did they beat them in the series 4-3, but the score was 4-3. One of the scores was 4-3. And so after that, when I told the pastors I was called, he's like, okay, I don't believe that. So I hadn't given up the life of crime. I wasn't being taught real biblical principles. I'm not a tuned preacher, so I don't believe in hollering over the pulpit and spitting in folks' face. I don't believe in all of that. That ain't what God told me to do, and I don't do it. I don't knock folks from doing it, but that ain't what I do. So I had a hard time in the fact that if people would tell me, well, if you don't tune, people ain't going to like you. I'm like, tune, I got radio. I got a record player. What you mean, tune? I turn the radio on. That's a tune. Play the piano, but that's what they like. So it took me a while, but when I went to prison, God gave me this info. God told me, said, no, name the ministry Manasseh. I said, what is he talking about? So I went and I looked up Manasseh. I found out what it meant. I found out the different names of Manasseh. And what those meant. And from then, I went on to start what they call a prison ministry. But my ministry is not, even though I'm in prison, I talk more about what are you going to do after you get out of prison? What is your plan? Do you have a plan? Have you thought about your plan? Are you still going to operate from the dependent standpoint that some woman has to take care of your pitiful self, and yet you say you're a man? Where are your ideas? What do you want to do? How are you serious about engaging back in your family? Do you know what that process looks like, the period of adjustment with your children? So when I talk to people about this, I said, these are the things that Jesus didn't do. Jesus didn't have no wife. Jesus didn't have no children. So it's going to be difficult for you to look in the scriptures and say, well, Jesus said, no, Jesus ain't told you to do that. there are principles in there that says do that, but particularly from a statement out of his mouth and from his experience, that's not going to be found. So you're going to have someone to teach you how to make it, because Jesus doesn't have a reentry program per se. So everyone has re-entered back into where God wants them. So that's kind of like how it started, and then God began to show me while I was incarcerated. Some of the things that I would be doing and giving things away is a big part of our ministry. We give away clothing, new clothes from gift stores. We provide home furnishing from Bed Bath & Beyond, William & Simone, through the program called Good 360. And that's a fee with it. But in the process of giving things away, we meet a lot of people. We get a chance to minister to people. That's why I'm not envious of any pastor. They have big churches. I'm like, that's great. You have big churches. And a lot of times you pepper the people. They can't afford what you're trying to make them give. I just thank God for care of that. He blessed me to do some things. I'm grateful to that. And I just love doing what I'm doing. I'm excited about doing what I'm doing. I enjoy serving the people. There's no better joy, and just for me, in this field of ministry, than to be able to be a servant effectively to people who find themselves not thinking that they deserve anything from God based upon their past behavior. And that's where we at.
Mm. Wow. Well, it sounds like you all are in a great place.
Well, it sounds like it.
Go right ahead.
Go ahead. I'm listening to you. I'm working on not doing that.
Oh, that's fine. I tell you, that's just a great ministry. I mean, I'm here in the Newark, New Jersey area, and there's other places around the country. I wish I could send your ministry right now. I wish I could send you into the Cincinnati, Ohio County Jail and let you preach in there to some of them brothers. Not that the sisters don't need to hear it too, but
I got
a couple of people in my mind. I wish you could go there right now and preach to those people there, because I know some people in there and I know some people that need to hear what you have to say from you, that, you know, God is really using you because they're all over. They're not just there. They're all over. These young, there's a lot of young brothers, and I know the sisters are out there too and in there too, but I know some young brothers that, just what you had said about, you know, thinking some woman's going to take care of you, and out there, you know, just, I can't even get the words out, but.
Yeah, see, we talk about those things. We talk about that. I talk about the culture of a black man. And if I have other people in the audience that are of another nationality, I immediately share with them, please just sit it, just be the audience sitter. Don't take this personal, because I'm not talking about you. But when you have been told and when you have been given false information about your heritage, and you don't know your nationality and you don't know who you really are and you don't know where you came from, and you've been taught to say negative things about your own people, to make fun of how they look, how they dress, what their size is, to make fun of what they say, because that's the expected behavior that was given to you psychologically and spiritually as you were coming up, then you don't know how to really operate as a man. You don't understand the principles of being a man. And so when we speak to young gang members, we share with them that you need to understand, if you're out here on the block, that you're only out here on the block as a slave until the master tells you he's tired of you or it's time for you to go serve time. You're not that tough. No one's afraid of you. I don't care how many people you may have shot. When they want to kill you, it's on and popping, and nobody in your family has ever and never will go to the police station and blow it up. That tells me you ain't that tough. The mafia don't do it. People around the country don't do it. So what does that tell you? That tells you when they get tired of playing with you, you either going to go to jail or you going to die. Question I ask you, how long do you stay on the block being pimped by your stupidity? Those are the kind of things that we bring into question. You want to sell drugs, but you forgot that the drugs have something to do with you. They have something to do with destroying a community. And when you see that from the perspective of what I'm telling you to, it not only destroys your community, it puts women in a bad position. They can't eat. They can't buy what they want to buy. They don't have a social life because you refuse to man up and take care of your children. Please don't tell me that I didn't ask for no child. You didn't ask for a child, but you did what married people do. You get a child. So that child is here. You have no care for, and then you have the audacity to be upset because you have to pay a woman $200 or $300 to take care of your child. You are a pitiful person wearing a man's suit, and you want to kill somebody because they call you the N-word. Really? While your child is hungry and stupid because you won't do what you're supposed to do. You upset because I called you an N-word. You shoot me, you kill me, and now you don't see what that is doing. It's a design plan to make sure that people like us are separated and down and that the woman is always oppressed and not dressed in what she's supposed to have. Well, when you share that with people, well, I thought you was a preacher. I am a preacher. But what you're not understanding is the message in the Bible in that time has to be applicable for the message in this time. And in this time, it says, do unto others you have them to do unto you. So is it okay if I slap your mama in her face? Is it okay if I do a drive-by shooting at your mama? Is it okay if I sell dope to your daughter? Is it okay if I put your son out on the street and sell him? Is those things okay? Because obviously they're okay with you for you to do them to me. And why are you crying when they lock you up? You tough. You ain't gonna live crying. Why you crying? Because they're gonna give you life in prison and you'll never go to a graduation. You'll never see your child graduate. You'll never be able to do anything for your child. You'll never contribute. But this is the life you chose because, after all, remember, you want to be tough.
You better preach.
Yeah.
You better preach.
Yeah, I just. You put up and you go to Cincinnati, Ohio, a county jail, and ask them, please, please. And then once you get done in Ohio, you can come up here to Newark, New Jersey, and I got some places I want. Please, I got a couple of places, a couple of spots. We got the Kentuck House, Tully House, Colbert, a bunch of little houses up here, they call them. But anyway, please, sir, if you don't mind, I know you are busy with your program there and giving out these things, and I know people need these things, but not but, but in addition to, if you can make that a part of your service, because even if you just have to record yourself, put it on a DVD, and then ship DVDs. Just what you just said, standing flat-footed, I don't care if a podium is there or not, and say everything that you just said. Do you remember what you just said? Well, anyway, say all of that and a little bit more, because when you talk to them dudes, you got to come right straight down to the bottom.
I know.
They don't even.
Yeah, I know. That's how I come. That's how I come. Once I give them my resume, then they understand.
Yeah.
Once I give them my resume that I'm an ex-offender, then, okay, it's like, it's like, oh, okay, well, he knows something. Let's just see what he knows. And then let's just see, did anything happen to him in jail? Is he a real, did he real handle himself? I go through all of it. I'd be like, no, brother, let me help you understand something, see? So let's clear all this up right now. Whatever you're thinking, that's over with. I ain't nothing happened to me, and I walked in as a man, I came out as a man. So let's stop all that right now. You get that out of your mind, because that ain't what we're here for. I'm here to impart some things, some principal things to you for you to think about, because when you get through, if the white man is your problem and the devil did all this to you, why is it that he decided, when there's only one devil with a lot of spirits, why would he decide to bother you and you really wasn't doing nothing to his kingdom? He only bothers people that's waking people up out of his kingdom, out of darkness. He's coming to that area. After all his other things have not worked, he's coming. So why would you say the devil is the cause of you being in jail and the devil don't even know you? He never met you. Why would you say that? You're nobody for the devil to get out of his throne and come and see you. Why would he came to see Jesus because they couldn't figure it out. He ain't coming to see you. You ain't nobody. The devil made me do it. Well, the white man won't give me no job. White man don't give people jobs that can't fill out an application called Duh. You can't even put your name on there. I worked at Duh. Where is Duh at? What is Duh from? You don't have a GED.
We got Coach Fred wanting to jump in, and we better let him jump in. He's one of our other co-hosts. And don't forget to hook up with David Knight if you don't know David Knight of Christian Social Network. But good morning and welcome, Coach Fred. God bless you, man of God.
Good morning. Good morning. And good morning to the guest, Pastor Jackson.
Yes, sir. Good morning, sir.
I didn't get a chance to meet you earlier, and hearing your story is a wonderful story. And, you know, we're all ex-something. You're ex-offender, we're ex-drug addicts, we're ex-burglars, we're ex-murderers, we're all ex-something, but praise God that he comes in and he takes our ex and makes it into something that's more current. I heard you say, Pastor Jackson, that it wasn't your desire and that you questioned God, and a lot of our entrepreneurs question God because it's their desire to do something different, but God tells them to do another thing. It's like you remind me of the story of Jonah, where he called Jonah to go to Nineveh, and Jonah went to Tarshish. You know, and in his going to Tarshish, it was a disobedience. And he paid the price, the Bible says, to go to Tarshish. And that's what we will do a lot of times. We'll pay the price to do the wrong thing. And out of that wrong thing, we will also put others in jeopardy, just as Jonah did. So my question to you is, how has your obedience to God brought people out of bondage? Because it seems that's the message that you are giving to people, and God has placed as part of your platform. So how had your obedience in doing what God told you to do brought people, how is it bringing people out of bondage of your entrepreneurship?
Well, in terms of entrepreneurship, we provide, well, Manasseh works with a lot of organizations. We partner with a lot of organizations. But Manasseh, over the term since 1990, I really say 96, Manasseh has provided to over 40,000 individuals household items. We have provided...
Excuse me, Pastor Jackson.
Yes.
As a coach, I kind of reserve a right. As a coach, I kind of interrupt sometimes when people go a little bit off of the direction. So I want you to answer that question in terms of yourself, not Manasseh, but you specifically. What has God done with you in your life and in your platform out of your disobedience that's bringing people back to bondage? Your personal message. I think there's some entrepreneurs who need to hear that because they are ex-somethings and there's ex-offenders and there's people out there who want to hear, you know, when I do the wrong thing, how can doing the right thing bring me to my purpose in God as an entrepreneur, as a Christian, just as a person? And I think you have a powerful message for that.
I thought I was answering that. I apologize. Just the fact that I've been obedient and the people that Manasseh, Manasseh is me. I'm the founder and the CEO of Manasseh. So when I speak about Manasseh, I'm talking about me. Although I have a board, they're not as active as I would like for them to be. When I speak of Manasseh Ministry, I'm speaking of Manasseh Ministry. I'm the CEO and the founder of it. So I just put that out front so that to keep me humble. But I personally, I know God has used me to help a lot of people. He's taken me to places to speak to people on radios. He's taken me to places that people normally would not be able to go. I developed a relationship with a lady who was an anchor woman in the city of St. Louis, and there were some things she was going through. That's just one person that normally people would not pay attention to, but because we developed a relationship, God helped me to minister to her from time to time. There are people who are ex-offenders who come out of prison because I've been there, they come up to me and say, "But I really appreciate that word." They may need encouragement. They call me various hours of the night. I have to cut my phone off a lot after 10:30, because people will call me in the middle of the night saying, "Hey man, this ain't working," or what do I need to do?" There are persons that I see in the streets. If I'm going, wherever I'm going, there's someone that I speak to. God may use me in the middle of the store to say, just yesterday, I was speaking to someone. I wasn't even asking this guy to do this to me. I said, "You know what, the Lord has shared with me that you need to stop impressing people. You're the one that has it going on. You're around people who are not happily married. You are happily married. The struggle that you and your husband went through in your marriage, it's just stuff like that. We're in a grocery store getting ready. I'm going to have some chicken, and this woman has a full hood cross. Ain't never met this woman in my life. Just gave her that. We almost getting ready to fall right front in that store." I don't know if that answers your question, but the fact that I obey God, there are people's lives that have changed because of that. And that's the only way I can say it. There are people's lives I know have changed because I listened to what God said and I obeyed God, and our ministry is doing what it's supposed to be doing. That's all. I don't know what else to say.
Wonderful. I apologize for not getting the message that you were Manasseh. I didn't get that in the beginning. I apologize for that. That's excellent.
Okay.
It's so that message of obedience and obeying God and doing what God tells you to do, and not only in your own time, but when God says it. I think that's big to entrepreneurs, because a lot of people hear the word or what they think God is telling them to do, but they want to do something else. And that's, you know, that's similar to Jonah going to Nineveh, you know, called to Nineveh, but going to Tarshish, you know, doing a different thing, doing their own thing, actually, than what God tells them to do, and you expressed that in the beginning. It's not what you wanted to do. It wasn't your desire.
No.
Question God. So, big question.
Yeah, I did.
Do you still question the call?
You know, I never questioned it. I stopped questioning the call a long time ago, especially after you showed me that the Cardinals were. I didn't question the call. I questioned where was my niche. Where did I fit in? I began to look at that, because once again, there were not effective mentors in front of me, and people were... And when I accepted my call, people were somewhat in the areas that I was at. I went to a famous church. I wasn't going there because of the pastor. I went there because I was dating a young lady. I don't know if you ever heard of Cleophas Robinson. He's in St. Louis, but he was a world famous singer. And I went there because that's the church she went to. Well, for me, he wasn't a good mentor, and he didn't know how to mentor. His body. He didn't know how to mentor his leadership. And so there were things that I didn't get, that I had to go somewhere else and get. So it took me a while to get there, but I never questioned. I don't question at all. I may question God. Well, I may say, like, "I know you ain't telling me to give, you know, $500, and I ain't got $500. And it was one of the catching the planters things, like, "God, I got $516. And God said, "I only asked you for five." I said, no, you ain't getting it. $516 is all I got, not $500,000, $516. I only want it $5. I said, "No, God, five, leave me with 16." And just as the plan went through that, he had God asked him to give him $1,000. He said, "All I got is $1,000. He said, "That's all I asked for." He said, "No, it's all I got." He said, "That's all I asked for." He said, "No, that's all I got." He said, "That's all I asked for is $1,000. Well, that story went on to $100,000, and he kept on giving. So, and sometimes, every now and then, I may do that, but I really try to stay focused. I have devotion with my father. We walk together. I talk together. People will see me somewhere. I'd be like, "Okay, God, I'm going to do that." And I'm not even conscious or concerned that I'm in public and I'm saying it out loud. So, yes, I just don't question that anymore. I mean, I'll hear him say in impossible situations to me that, "I got your back. Don't worry about it, son. I got you."
That's so very important, having your back and you recognizing that. But you said something else that was very important for our entrepreneurs and all our guests that are listening.
Mm-hmm.
You brought up the notion of not fitting in. Talk a little bit about that, not fitting in, not being part of the group or not fitting in.
Well, when God shares with you, like even in the Jonah situation, Jonah's real concern wasn't not only that he didn't want to do it, but the reason he didn't want to do it to those people, because those people that God was going to deliver had a reputation of being foul, not being right, not doing what they were supposed to do, not having any love for anybody. And in Jonah's mindset, they didn't deserve the favor of God. Well, when God gives you instructions and God tells you to do specific things, God is not concerned with an audience receiving it in an approval audience. And when you're in a box, when you're in a business of format, and this was what society wants you to do, or this is what looks right, and God is saying, I ain't all up on what you think is right. I'm telling you to go over here. I'm telling you to put some clay in your hand and then put it on his eye. No, I could just speak to him, God. And no, I ain't telling you to do this. I'm telling you to do this. God, it don't make no sense for me to go over there. It does. And when you don't operate like that, if you go into a pulpit and you say, well, I give honor to my wife after God, well, the pastor might get upset and say, well, you're supposed to give honor to me. Really? I don't get no honor to you first over my wife. Just things like that, how I operate. Going to a prison ministry, I say, yeah, we have a prison ministry, but we also have a reentry class. Well, what is that? Well, we talk about how you're going to make it in life. We talk about Jesus, and then we talk about how you're going to make it in life. It's just things that God doesn't allow me to do. He just won't allow me to do it. I can't say amen to your sermon simply because I'm sitting in the pulpit. So God said, stop sitting in the pulpit. The pulpit ain't made for you to sit in. The pulpit is made for you to talk about the word. You don't need to sit in that. Sit out in the audience. Well, most folks love to break the pulpit. I don't. Why would you? It's just, I mean, I could go on just not being in the box. When God gives you an order, he's not asking for an approval from a family member, from society. He's telling you obedience is always, in his eyes, better than your logic, which would mean your sacrifice.
Absolutely, absolutely. God bless you and wonderful testimony. That's wonderful. Back to you, Coach Lisa.
Hey, back to you,
Coach.
Yes, listen, we thank you so much for coming on today and wanted to get your contact information again before we get off the show and, of course, tell folks how to get a hold of you and where you're at on Sunday so we can come and praise the Lord with you. Give us that, please.
Well, Repairs of the Breach is currently located at 1442 Chambers Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 61-35. It's directly behind Mobile Service Station on West Florida, the Chambers. Manasseh Ministry is located at the same address. Thank God we have favor with a good friend of ours who owns a business there. And then Manasseh can be located on the Internet at www.manasseh ministry.com. That would be the web page. If you want to email us, you can email us at Manasseh, manasseh1991@yahoo.com. If you want to personally call us, you're more than welcome to do that at 314-732-7340.
Awesome, awesome. Yes, this is so exciting. We definitely want you to connect with David Knight, who is the CEO of the Christian Network, because I think that would be a good connection with what he's got going on. And he's going to be one of our hosts coming real soon. Every Monday we're going to have him on, so this would be a great connection. That's MyCSN, and that's Christian socialnetwork.org, and yeah, it's a great organization, and we know that, you know, so many people will be blessed by Miracle Mondays. That's what it's going to be called, Miracle Mondays,
right,
when he comes on and shares with us. And I tell you, I think it's just such a blessing and such an honor when people are out there helping other people make it happen, being a blessing, because that's what we're all called to. You know, no big eyes, no little U's in the kingdom. We're all supposed to be out there making it happen, you know, doing for others what you want someone to do for you. So I applaud you, man of God. It's so exciting. Do you have a few closing words for us before we go, or you want to say a little short prayer?
First of all, I thank God for the way he once again connects what's, you know, I appreciate the opportunity. I'm extremely humbled by the opportunity to be able to be on you all's broadcast and allowing the voice that God uses to be heard and to get people to connect with Manasseh. I'm ever so grateful to that. And I'm just humbled, and I thank you. And I just want to say that I appreciate all the work that you all are doing. Never be in discouraged by it, and I know that you're not, because it took you all about 25 minutes before you all get, I mean, that's your warm-up time, and you need to have that so that people can see that this is a God thing, and if it's not godly on your mind, you probably tune into the wrong station intentionally, but you're at the right station, so just stay on. We're going to help you get connected to where you need to be. I think that's a wonderful way of opening up, sharing, both you all sharing. I think that's great, and I thank God that he's opening up doors for you all, television doors and things of that nature. Just great to be able to see a real symbol of how small beginnings really take effect and how they really can change the lives of people who are listening and obedient to what God says and who really understand that unless you act, unless you seek, unless you knock, you will not get what you keep saying is a desire of your heart. And all the things that we're doing, they ought to glorify God, everything that we're doing. And I believe because you all have sought the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, there are things that were inside of you that you wanted and want. God is adding. You don't have to ask for them. He's adding them into your life because you sought the kingdom of heaven and all his righteousness at an early stage. So we thank God for this radio station. We thank God for what David Knight is doing and the other pastor that called in, the life coach and your co-partner. We thank God for that. And anyone that is attaching itself, anyone that is hearing you, anyone that listens to you all, we pray that they pick it up in their spirit and run with it in Jesus' name. We pray this because God said things that you desire, whatsoever they may be, when you pray, when you talk to me, when you have conversation with me, believe that I've already delivered it to you out of the spirit realm, and you shall have it in the soulish realm.
Glory! Oh, my God. Well, you certainly said a mouthful. You know, I'm on your page right now, Pastor, and I'm looking at something that you posted, and I tell you, I'm going to say that this is a part of going out. It says, breaking news. The pity train has just derailed at the intersection of suck it up and move on and crashed into we all have problems before coming to a complete stop and get the heck over it. Any complaints about how we operate can be forwarded to 1-800-WAH-WAH-WAH-WAH. It says, this is Dr. Snipler reporting live from Quit Your Fussing. If you like this, repost it. If you don't, suck it up, Cupcake. Life doesn't revolve around you.
Right.
I couldn't help but to read that. Oh, my God. Oh, isn't that the truth? Anyhow, praise God. Well, we hope you keep that flyer circulating. Everyone circulate your flyers every day. So we want to keep you in tune to All About Entrepreneurs. And, man of God, we want you to especially tune in for our program we have once a month, last Tuesday of the month. God is blessing us to have George Frazier on the show. We have a show that has international folks with international national recognition, and we definitely would love for you to call in, be a part of that. We've got a flyer for that going around. I don't know if you've seen it yet, but always check our page. And it's got a picture of George Frazier, Lethea Owens, who is from St. Louis, who is considered a branding expert, also who loves the Lord. And so it's called Power Up Your Possibilities, and I think you've definitely showed us how to do that today. So we want to make sure that, you know, you're a part of that, to circulate that flyer, Power Up Your Possibilities.
Can you resend the flyer?
Can you resend the flyer?
Because for some reason I don't have it. And even the one that you sent with myself on it, I don't have that. I don't know what happened. I don't delete quickly, but I do unconsciously delete, and I don't know how that happens. I just don't know where it's at. So I apologize because I looked for it last night. Like, I don't have a flyer on Facebook. I don't have it in my email.
Well, you can always look on our pages. My page, you know, for Cassandra McKissack or for I'll send it to you, but I'm saying, you know, every day, whatever, you can look on our pages and see what we have going on, and feel free to send those flyers out because that's how we, you know, connect, let folks know what's going on. But, if you don't see it, always, folks, feel free to go to our pages. And, you know, because we want you to power up your possibilities, and that's why Coach Lisa is the power coach, and I am the possibility coach. So we show you how to own your power, okay, how to use what God put down on the inside of you. I know Coach Lisa's ready to get in on this one, as well as, you know, tap into the potential of the possibilities. Go ahead, Coach.
You know, I got to get it quick. I'm on my way into the office, but listen to this. And young man, I want you to get that DVD circulating. These houses, these jails.
Amen.
And please work on that for 2014. Get it into the halfway houses and the county jails around this country. And don't forget, you got two places to start, right? Cincinnati and Newark, New Jersey. And you can inbox me for the addresses of those places. Send them your video. They need these young men. And I don't care if them counselors don't want to hear it. I don't care if them program directors don't think it's time. These people in there are our brothers and sisters and nieces and nephews and grandchildren. And we, the family, want them to hear it. You hear what I'm saying? Got to give it to them for free, because I know a lot of these people, they ain't got the funding, but we got the funding because we are God's children, and he's put the money in our hands to make this happen. Amen. So anyway, that's all
Amen.
I have to say.
You said a whole lot right there, woman.
Yes, you did.
Woo-hoo! My goodness, God is up to something. I'm telling you. Oh, my goodness. He is making it happen. But, Pastor, I really enjoyed reading that flyer on your page and just knowing what God is doing. It's just awesome, absolutely awesome. Mm-hmm.
God be the glory. Are we still on?
Yes, we're still on.
Okay. I was just saying because I have to be going to prepare for the class. So is it possible?
I was trying to let you up. Yeah, I knew you needed to get going out of the studio. So we've enjoyed having you on, and we bless you in the name of Jesus. And we want to hear some good things from you. So stay connected and. We'll talk real soon. You have a blessed day, sir.
You too. Thank you so much. I appreciate that word that she gave. Thank you so much. And we will be talking.
Okay, then. Sounds great. Sounds great. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
You
welcome. Amen.
Bye-bye. Yeah,
Amen.
Coach.
That's all we have time for. No, I got to run in the building. I'm due at work at 8:30. They switched out.
No problem.
So I've got to get off.
No problem.
Y'all can push up and... God bless.
No, we're leaving too. So you have a super fragilistic expialidocious day, baby. Make it happen in Jesus' name. Be blessed. Bye bye, everybody.
We love all of you, and we thank you so much for joining in. We thank you. We love you. We appreciate you for all the flyers that you circulate, for everyone that you tell about this broadcast. Show, we sincerely love you. David Knight, we love you. Coach Cassandra, all those who are tuned in, we wish your business much success. We pray the success over your real estate business, Robert. For Lori, we pray over you getting that book written, get that book finished, take the time to write. Don't stress over what to write. Just let the Lord flow through you and get it written down. We are thankful and excited about Serena's business. She's connected with us. Our minister, Valerie, and her documentary that's going forth. Denise and the work she's doing for Beyond Abuse and her support group in Cleveland. We just thank God for all those, Bernita Ewing, her TV show. Just so many, it's all of you that have businesses that are tuned in. Some of you, I don't know you personally because we've never met you, but we know you're tuned in. We know that, but those that we do know. And if we don't know you or didn't call out your business, that's why we had set Fridays as a time for, I know we've had guests on Fridays because we didn't have a choice, but Fridays we have set that as a time for you to call in and tell us about your business so we can also lift up your business in prayer individually. But we're going to corporately lift up every business owner, every business gesture, every business venture. And now I have a new business that I'm even lifting up, and that's Hudson County Community College. So it ain't got to be your business that we're lifting up. It may be the business that you work for. Listen, if you work for a company, if you're not praying for that company to survive, I don't know why not. Because if they don't survive, that means you're going to be out looking for a job. So you got to pray for your businesses, even if that's not the one you own. You got to pray for the success. I don't care if you work at McDonald's. You better pray for McDonald's to be a success, because that's where you're getting your power. I don't care if you work for a cleaning company, right, and you ain't doing nothing but cleaning toilets. Listen, you better pray that those people keep on getting those contracts. So I pray for Hope Harper and her dry cleaners over there in Cincinnati, Ohio, you know, and I pray for TD here in New Jersey, one of my friends who has a limousine company. I pray for the success of his limousine business. I pray for Aline for her real estate business here in New Jersey. And so we pray. I'm praying for, you know, Mayor Angela Garrison, the lady that I ran for office with. I didn't win the council seat, but I'm so honored that the person that I ran with, she won. She's the new mayor of Hillside, New Jersey. And I said to God, I said, God, you got jokes. Now I know the mayor. So whenever I go to feel like it, I just runs over to town hall and goes in her office. I never could do that before. So, you know, people might say, oh, you didn't win, you didn't win. And I tell them, I wasn't elected, but I won. You understand? So now I can walk into the mayor's office anytime I want. Can you walk into the mayor's office in your town? You see? So you got to realize that God is still moving even when it looks like we didn't win. So I'm going to talk to her and share with her the things that that even this pastor has come on and talked about. And then see, you know, Hillside, you know, we don't have any halfway houses or any jails, but she knows other mayors of other towns. You see what I'm saying? And so we got to get that moving. But so Coach Cassandra, I know I thought I was leaving, but, you know, I realized that I thought it was 8:30 already. But anyway, but back to you. And I just wanted to do what you do, and that's let everybody know how much we love them. And I said, you know what, I'm not going to leave this show today before we let these individuals know who are supporting this show. And maybe you don't support maybe financially per se, you know, yet. I know that some of you will, you know, because you see we're trying to grow. We're trying to bring on people, and that costs money to hire people. You got to pay them for their time. And so we are going to start asking for donations. Oh, yes, we are. We're going to do just like TBN. Do y'all know how TBN got started? Listen, them people started with a little teeny, 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 tiny something, all right? But it was to support other people. So we'll take your $1 donation. We'll take your $5. I'm going to set up a donation pad so people can donate to this radio show so we can do the types of things that we want All About Entrepreneur t-shirts to get out. Okay? We want to we're going to get some t-shirts this year, all right? And we want to give them out. We want people wearing All About Entrepreneurs and have the website on there and the phone number. Amen. And we want to have we want an All About Entrepreneurs Day at different events. You know, different events, we'll have an All About Entrepreneur table where we'll sell T-shirts and what have you. So, Coach Cassandra, I'm excited about that, girl.
I am too. And not only that, folks, I got to remember that we also advertise your business or your upcoming event. We'd love to assist you with that. And you can call us in, or you can just check us out on, once you inbox us, myself, Cassandra McKissack, or Coach LaLisa Williams on Facebook, and talk about the advertising possibilities that are very affordable. And we can help you with that, because I'm telling you, word of mouth really does make a difference in the success of any event that you are planning or your business that you're trying to get up and going. And that's why businesses, you know, spend millions of dollars, and we're not asking you to spend millions with us at this time, but we can help you with your advertising, and we would absolutely love to do that. So, yeah, check us out. I'm telling you, we're going to help you. All right, Coach. Well, we are going to go ahead and get going. We want to thank you so much for being a part of us, and we do love you. We appreciate God in you. You have a blessed day. Ain't no stopping us now. Come on now. Woo-hoo.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter, twitterandfacebook.com/coachlalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars, where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams. Oh,